Hallelujah. Last week, we've mentioned about David, how David accept or how David acknowledged our God as his shepherd. Say together, our Lord is our shepherd. Today we'll continue the series of David. And today we'll speak a little bit different from last week. Yes, our Lord is our shepherd. On the other hand, our Lord is also our victory. Say together, victory. He helps us to conquer. He helps us to overcome. He helps us to strengthen us to overcome different kinds of problems, obstacles. And today, we'll focus on how David fights against Goliath. Say together, Goliath. Goliath represents a giant. Goliath represents great difficulties. Goliath represents hindrance. Goliath represents some kinds of problem that we are always facing. And today, we'll spend some time on this wonderful, victorious battle. Let's read a couple of scripture together. Let's turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. We'll read from verse 26 first. Verse 26. So we read it together. 1, 2, 3. Verse 35. Verse 37. Okay, sorry. It's something problem. It doesn't work. Okay, that's it. So pray. Oh Lord, we are here. Once again, we come before your presence. And we pray that you renew our heart. And cover us with your holy blood. Let your Holy Spirit move among us. Change our sight. Change our life. Change our attitude. And renew. Give us a renewed heart. And now we want to conquer. We want to overcome all these kinds of difficulties in our lives. Yes, every day we are facing big problems. Yet, you are our Lord. You are our victory. You can help us, and you are willing to help us. You are the one who we rely on. Oh Lord, we once again come this time to you. Help us and guide us into your truth. Open our heart, open our eyes, and give us a humble heart to receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say together, our Lord is our victory. This is a beautiful story about a battle. How David fought against the giant Goliath. Goliath, he was the champion, a hero of the Philistine. And this giant came to fight against the army of Israel. At that day, the army of Israel they were really very terrified because the Philistines came and lined up on the battlefield, and they come a giant. How tall this giant is, and we can simply notify that this is a very unusual person, very unusual person. In this story, we read that this giant, how tall is it? In the Bible, it is said that he was 6 cubits and 1 span. 6 cubits, 1 cubit equal to the length of about 1.5 feet. It starts from the finger until here. So this is one cubit. And in ancient time, they measure the length with cubit. And so one cubit is approximately equal to 1.5 feet. So 6 cubits and one span, this is span. So all together add up to about 9 feet and 9 inches. So you can imagine. You can imagine. It's about that tall. And this height, about 9 feet and 9 inches. And also, it is said that all the Israelites, they are very terrified, very afraid. And this giant came out of the Philistine and shouted against the Israelites. He said that, just get one of you, come out and fight against me. If you are able to kill me, we all, the Philistine, will be your servant, will be under you. But if you fail, if I am unable to kill you, then you all the Israelites should submit to us. You all of you should be our servants. And but this giant, when he came out, no one was able, no one was old enough to come out to fight against this giant. If this giant appear in our school,
hey, Leon, fight with me.
What will you do? Run away. Is that right? But you are taller than Leon. Is that right? Yeah.
Fight with me. Come on.
9 feet. 9 feet. You know, 9 feet and nine inches tall. It's really a great giant. And also, in the Bible, it is also said that he was wearing a weapon, armor. And the weight of the armor is equal to 5,000 shekels. 5,000 shekels, one shekel is about 11 grams. So 5,000 shekels equal to 55 kilograms. Heavier than you? Of course, heavier than you. 55 kilograms, the weapon made of bronze. And so all the Israelites were really terrified, and they were not bold enough to come out to fight against this giant. And so this is a very important issue of the Israelites, because if they were unable to fight against this giant, the whole nation, the whole country, all the people should submit to the Philistines. And the problem is, the armies, when they came out to fight against the Philistines, they were not allowed to run away because they are army. The army to fight. Is it right? The king Saul ordered them, commanded them, go and fight. And so the army could not fight, could not run away. And they realized, because they were terrified, they can run away. But the army couldn't. So they stuck there. Oh, how should we respond? We are not allowed to go away. We're supposed to fight. We are not bold enough to fight. We could just stand there. So all day long, the giants, come, Howard, come out, fight against me. Most of the time, every day, we are facing different kind of giants, our inner giants. Sometimes we know that this is a great problem in my life. And we are very terrified because of the burden, problem, difficulties, challenges. Yet, if we just go away, the problem is still there. So most of the time, we're just stuck there. And couldn't move on. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what kind of giants you are facing. And most of the time, we are just like the Israelites. Some of us, we run away. And some of us couldn't know how to handle all these kinds of problems. We have different kinds of problems. And I just mentioned a little bit. Maybe we are unable to get the scores is, we can't meet. This is one of the giants. Especially the student. Oh, you just graduated? Wow, praise the Lord. You get the GPA, a high score? Wow, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have students who are unable to get the grades. So they are very frustrated. And some giants may be bills we're unable to pay. At the end of the month, oh, we don't have money. Especially who come from the grassroots. And they were unable to pay. They don't have the money. They don't have the resources to pay. Maybe the giants are conflicts we can't resolve in the personal conflict. Maybe you have conflict with your co-workers. Maybe you have conflict with your classmates. Maybe you have conflict with your boss. Most of the time, I think. Maybe you have conflict in your family, your wife, your kids. Sometimes we are unable to resolve all these kinds of conflicts. And I know that some people may choose to run away. Run away from the house. Why? Because they are always seeing the dad and their mom. Her dad and her mom always quarrel, just like the First World War. Always quarrel, always fight, always quarrel. So the daughter just choose to run away. She doesn't want to get back to home. Because all the day, they just watch them fighting, quarreling, arguing. No rest, no peace at home. Unresolved conflict. Maybe the giants are people we cannot please. We try our best, please them. Try our best to please them, but it's difficult to please them. And sometimes the giants are the pressure we are unable to endure. You know, pressure will make some people sick, always. And one of the sickness is cancer. With the pressure, the immune system declines and unable to sustain the health of the person, and he got into trouble. The giants may be the past we cannot escape. All the bad memory in our mind, we cannot get away from all this memory, the past we cannot escape. And maybe the giants may be temptation we cannot resist. Difficult to resist all this kind of temptation. Money, girl, fame. And maybe the giants are of the future we are unable to face. And sometimes people just jump down from the building and commit suicide because they are unable to face their future. Every day we have different kind of giants. And you know, recently I also got into a giant that is applying for the working permit for Dr. Wee. a big giant. Wow, very, very difficult. Dr. Wee, we know that, wow, we struggle a lot, pray a lot. And sometimes we just want to give up. Oh, no way, how come? And I just talked with the immigration department, you know. And the detail, I don't want to go into too detail. Just let you know that I'm struggling and pray for that. And Dr. Wee also pray for that, you know. Oh, always pray. Very difficult. And also, when I am now serving in the seminary, every day I'm facing difficulties. Financial difficulties. Oh, no money. Personnel difficulties. And also, the seminary is among different churches. The churches, the pastors are always looking at the seminary. And so sometimes we cannot please all these pastors, you know. Oh, please support us. Oh, I don't want to eat have a lunch with Leon, but you are Leon's friend, so I don't want to support you. You know, we are always getting into trouble with all these kinds of interpersonal relationship. Financial difficulties, personal difficulties, and all kinds of pressure. And praise the Lord, I can survive until now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God's grace is wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Every day we are facing different kinds of difficulties, problems. I call it giants. And it may not be out there. It may be in your heart. The giants may be in your heart. So we should know how this David was able to face the giants over there. You know, David was just a little boy. Say together, a boy. In this story, we read that this boy is just a little bit older than the boy. So it is that, I think it's about the age of maybe 11, 12, 13, that's it. And just a young man, a little bit older than a boy. And at that time, he was just a shepherd. Say together, shepherd. He was not a warrior. He was not among the army. He was not able to wear the armor. At that time, he was just a shepherd. But in his heart, he knew that the Lord is his shepherd. Amen? The Lord is his shepherd. He knew that. He really knows that. The key, the clue of his victory is God, the Lord he really trusts. How can David overcome fear? Overcome difficulties. There are three kinds of person in response to difficulties. One, just like normal Israelites, they just ran away. Tell your neighbor, don't go away. They just ran away. Get rid of all these problems. Don't let me know. Close your eyes. Hide into in the room. And then, cannot see anything. Just go away. You know, long, long time ago, one of our members told me a very sad thing because he was a supervisor of a computer company. And an intern came to serve, to work in their company. And then at noon, this guy disappeared. And then the next day, when she returned, the supervisor asked her, "Hey, yesterday, why? Why did you disappear? You are supposed to work here." You know what's her answer? "Sorry, but I was unable to handle the computer. So, I ran away." The supervisor, was really mad. "You are supposed to work here without my permission. You cannot just run away." Sometimes the new generation, the young generation, always run away from difficulty. They are unable to handle all these things. But this is quite normal. Even at home, if they are unable to handle all this house problem, the husband just run away. Just run away. In Chinese, no eye see. Mo ngan tai. Just run away. The second type of people, they were just stuck there. They cannot run away, and they cannot move on. They are just stuck there. Most of the time, people are like that. Although they are facing difficulties, they are facing pressure, they are facing problems, they cannot run away, and they cannot solve the problem. They were just stuck there. And then, they blame this, blame that. Most of the time, they are normal workers. Yesterday, I asked the young people, the young adults, asked them, "Oh, what is the most difficult problems are you now facing?" The answer is, "Working." "Working? Oh, so the work you are now facing is a problem?" "Yeah." "Okay, why?" "Because I have to work." "What is your wish?" "I don't want to work." "Then why you continue to work?" "Because I want to earn some money."
actually, if I have money, I don't want to work.
So, because of money, you stay there. And you cannot get rid of this work because you need to survive. So they think that working is a pressure, a burden, but they cannot run away from this burden. So every day they just face it.
It's time to work.
They really don't like. How many of you like working? Just raise your hand. Wow, praise the Lord. Give them a big hand. Hallelujah. For students, some of the students, they don't like to do homework. Are you used to be a teacher? Yeah, you know? Quite a number of them, they really don't like doing all kinds of homework, you know? So it's difficult to collect the homework. Hey, wait, why didn't you do your homework? I slept early. Oh, no, your mother is busy, okay. She do her homework. Not many people like doing assignment. But a long time ago, I know a girl. I asked her, hey, what do you like to do when you are free, when you have time, what do you want to do? I like doing homework. Wow, it's quite unusual, you know. Most of the people don't like doing homework. But they were stuck there. They cannot run away because the teacher will punish me if I did not hand in the homework. And so I cannot run away, but I don't like to do that. I just stuck there, just like the army. They don't want to fight, but they need to stand there. They cannot run away because Saul will kill them. So they just were stuck there. And for those people who were just there, most of the time what they do, they just cry, blame, and then try. Hey, you know, this time I'm not good for government. The government is not good. My supervisor is not good. Sometimes, okay, if you do not like the government, why don't you go away? Just go to the Canada, go to the USA, go to the Philippines, you know. Why stay here in Hong Kong? I know where I should stay here. You don't like the supervisor, you don't like the boss. Why don't you just resign? No way. I need to work here. I need money. All these kind of people always blame this, blame that, but they cannot go away. Just like the army, they cry, shout, blame. But no, none of them was bold enough to step out to fight against Goliath. This is the second kind of person. They're the third kind of person is the one who is brave enough to step out, to resolve the problem, to assume responsibility, to pick up the challenge. That is David. Say together, David. But you may ask, hey, David, you're just a little kid. You're supposed to take care of the flock. Why you come here? He is not one of the army. You know, he didn't have any responsibility to fight in the battle. But he was willing to step out to pick up the responsibility for the glory of God. Amen? Actually, you were not supposed to be in Hong Kong. You were supposed to enjoy your life in Korea, is that right? I love Korea, hallelujah. Korea is a good country. Many of us want to go to Korea for a vacation, holiday. But now it's too cold, I think. It's winter time, is that right? Yeah. You were not supposed to be in Hong Kong. It is not your responsibility to serve in Hong Kong. But you just step out. I am here, O Lord, use me. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Most of the missionaries, they were not supposed to leave their country and come here or come to other place to serve the Lord. They are willing. They are bold enough. And they are believing that God will help them to serve in another country. So, you are from Malaysia. Dr. V is from UK, you know. And Dave is from Korea. These are giant, good people. They are bold enough to pick up the responsibility. They are David. Say together, David. David are not supposed to fight. But David is willing to fight for the glory of God. Amen? And I'm also not supposed to be pastor. Hallelujah. I love science. Hallelujah. I love PC, personal computer. I love computer. I love science. I have a friend. We were together when we were still young, and both of us have a lot of hair. Now both of us lost quite a number of hair, no hair. And when we were young, we are serving together, in a band, and I'm the drummer. I know how to play drum. Yeah. And he play violin. Some years he went to the States. And yes, 2 days ago we have lunch together. Wow, we remember wonderful memory long time ago. And he after that he got his doctorate degree, and also teacher in Hong Kong U. I teach in Hong Kong U. I said, wow, I mean, you know, I love science. If we were together, I'm also now teaching in Hong Kong U. You know, we were partner, we were friends, and we served together. But now I become pastor. Why? Actually, I'm not supposed to be pastor. Hallelujah. But God called me. God called me to serve him. So I should leave my computer. I should leave my test tube. I should leave my laboratory. I should leave all this kind of work and step out and fight for the glory of God. Amen? Amen? This is the third kind of people. They are not the one who are supposed to fight for the kingdom of God, but they are willing to step out. They are willing to pick up the challenge. That is David. David is a shepherd. A little boy. Why did he go to the battlefield? Because his dad told him to take some bread to greet his brothers. So David took some bread and went all the way to the battlefield. But he heard the cry, the voice. Wow, the whole battlefield full of noise. And he asked, hey, why is it so noisy? You know what's the problem? The giant came out and they fired our army. It's really terrible, you know. Giant's so tall. And none of us are able to fight against these giants. Why? Why? Who is this Philistine? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Brothers and sisters, how can David face the problem? How can David overcome the giant? How can David fight against this impossible giant? So let us think of some clue. The first, David know how to focus on God. Say together, focus on God. David asked the man standing near him. He asked, what will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? David, the first clue of his victory is focus on God. Say together, focus on God. This Goliath, this giant, he has a name called Goliath. But David never mentioned his name. He always said, this Philistine, this uncircumcised Philistine. None of the places here in the scripture mentioned about the name of this Goliath. David has never mentioned his name. But in the Bible, David mention 9 times the name of God. Amen. 9 times the name of God. He said, David said, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you defied. And David continued, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. Amen. And David continued, all those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saved, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you, all of you, into our hands. Brothers and sisters, he hasn't mentioned the name of Goliath, but he has mentioned the name of God 9 times. In his eyes, he is always looking at God. Amen? Amen? If you are facing problems, when your eyes always look at the problem will grow bigger, 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 and bigger. Because you are always focusing on the problem. But when you are focusing on God, and the problem will disappear. Because God is much, much bigger than your problem. Amen? Tell your neighbor, focus on God. The second clue of David's victory is he fully, entirely rely on God. And in the book of Psalm, it is clearly written that, because I just told you the Psalm from David. Psalm 56, verse 11. In God, David said, in God I trust and I'm not afraid. Tell your neighbor, I'm not afraid. David said, in God I trust. In God I trust. That I am not afraid. What can man do to me? Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, what can man do to me? That is the clue of David's victory. In Psalm chapter 118, verse 6. The Lord is with me, David said. He is my helper. I look in triumph over my enemies. That is the clue of David. He fully trusts God. He said that, he is my God. He is my shepherd. He is the God I trust. What can man do to me? I am not afraid. Amen? Amen? You know, it's a very confident psalm. Very confident scripture. When I got into trouble, when I was afraid, when I got into, no matter whether it's financial problem or what kind of problem or personal problem, or when I was unable to handle all this kind of problem, I just kneel down before God and remember the words, I trust the Lord. I am not afraid. Amen? Amen. Let's give our Lord a big hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The third clue of David's victory is he totally submit to God. He is not submitting to the world. You know, God wants to be with you, but with one condition. You should follow him. Amen? You should follow him. So in Acts chapter 13, verse 22, it is said that, the Lord said, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. God chose David because David loved God and do the will of God. So the Lord was with him. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And he is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And the victory is his. But when he commits sin, when David commits sin, David finally, he repents. And he regrets for what he has done. But one very important scripture that we should read here is Psalm chapter 51, verse 11. When he sinned, David was really afraid, because that is the time when he was away from God. And he said, do not cast me from your presence and take your Holy Spirit from me. David, when he sinned, he was really afraid. He was really afraid that God will take away the spirit from him. You know, that is true of the victory of David. He really knows that when the Lord is with him, when the spirit was with him, he will conquer. But when he sinned, when he was not walking in accordance with God's will, he will fail. So he should learn how to submit to God. When he sinned, he failed. And he knows that he should suffer from this. How can he overcome? How can he win the battle? He knows that it is the Lord's help. Amen? So we should learn, you know, when I served in the seminary, 10 years ago, at that time you were not in the studying, yeah. 10 years ago, you mean it? Yeah. At that time, some people invite me, hey, Pastor John, have you ever considered serving in seminary? You know, I pray. Because at that time, no regrets. At that time, thing. At that time, quite difficult. And I pray, and I pray, I pray. I'm not praying about money. I'm not praying about other things. I'm praying, oh Lord, is it your will? Is it your will? If it is your will, I am not afraid. Amen? I am not afraid if it is your will. Praise the Lord. And after 10 years, I'm still here. I still survive. Hallelujah. I'm not just surviving. I can overcome by the grace of our Lord. Let us give our Lord a big hand. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, you know, when David said that, as the Lord is his shepherd, he will not be afraid of anything. So, although he will walk through the valley of shadow of death, he will fear no evil, for you are with me. When the Lord is with you, you will not be afraid of anything. Amen? That is true. Submit to the Lord. And one very important promise is go and make disciples of all nations. Our Lord Jesus said that when you go and make disciples of all nations, I will be with you always. Tell your neighbor, the Lord is with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Shall we stand on our feet? How to overcome all these kinds of inner times? One very important word we should all know is faith. Say together, faith. David focused on God, on the problem. David relied on God, not on us. David submit to God, not to the world. That is the clue of his victory. Shall we sing a song? Stronger. Hallelujah.